In the NBA, the Nets had a 96-80 rout of the Chicago Bulls in Brooklyn. Deron Williams scored 20 points and Joe Johnson had 19. The Bulls committed 28 turnovers and lost for just the second time in 11 games. Meanwhile, a person with knowledge of the situation says the Nets will sign Jason Collins to a second 10-day contract. After that, the Nets will have to sign him for the rest of the season if they want to keep him. Collins signed his original deal on February 23rd, becoming the NBA's first openly gay player, and it expires today. And it's now a 7-game losing streak for the Knicks after Detroit's 96-85 victory. Elsewhere, LeBron James had never scored more than 51 points in a game during his 4 seasons with the Miami Heat. He topped that and then some in leading the Heat to a 124-107 win over Charlotte. James had 61 points, breaking his previous career high of 56. Memphis beat Washington 110-104, Milwaukee took Utah 114-88, Minnesota had a 132-128 victory over Denver. It was the Lakers over Portland 107-106, and New Orleans fell to Sacramento 96-89. In men's college basketball, number 14 North Carolina defeated Notre Dame 63-61. In the America East Conference, UAlbany will take on UMBC Saturday in the first round of the league tournament at CEFCU Arena. In women's college basketball, top-ranked UConn topped number 3 Louisville 68-48. Texas won against number 18 Oklahoma State 65-58. Number 24 Rutgers fell to South Florida 60-51. In the NHL, it was Dallas over Buffalo 3-2. Columbus defeated Toronto 2-1. Minnesota beat Calgary 3-2. And Los Angeles won against Montreal 2-1. Olympic gold medalist ice dancers Merrill Davis and Charlie White won't be competing at the World Championships later this month. Finally, in baseball spring training, Pittsburgh topped Boston 7-6. The Mets beat Atlanta 6-2. And the Yankees doubled up Washington 4-2. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.